Welcome, Chiefs fans, to a special edition of the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm the host, Jason Thomas, and I blog at arrowheadfanatic.com. And tonight, I would like to talk about my adjusted Chiefs expectations. The Chiefs are kind of blowing away what I thought they could do this year, and I think that is true for a lot of people nationally, and even most Chiefs fans. It's been pretty amazing to see this offense go out there and score so many points. And then, you know, there's some talented people on the defense too, whether we're seeing a lot of that yet or not. Going into this season, I projected the Chiefs to be 11-5. And I didn't write it, but I kind of thought they had a ceiling of probably the AFC Championship game this year. I thought Mahomes would be very good this year. I had him at like 4,300 yards, 26 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. But that's starting to look kind of foolish too at the moment. Of course, the Chiefs have started this season 2-0. And going forward, I think they have a pretty good shot of beating the 49ers this weekend to be 3-0. And then we face the Denver Broncos in Denver. And before the season started, I predicted that Denver would be the Chiefs' biggest competition in the AFC West. And they're 2-0 right now. They haven't played particularly well, but they found a way to win two games. But I still feel like now Denver would have to play out of their mind to beat the Chiefs, even at home. So after week four, the Chiefs play the Jaguars in Kansas City and then the Patriots in Foxborough. And then looking at the rest of the schedule, the only game that I could see being at least a 50-50 a win or loss chance is the Rams in Mexico later on in the season. So even if I look at the schedule and I say, okay, the Chiefs are going to lose to the Jaguars, the Chiefs are going to lose to the Patriots, and the Chiefs are going to lose to the Rams, and then the Chiefs are going to, you know, they're going to be a lock for the playoffs in week 17. They're going to set everybody and they're going to lose week 17. That still puts them at 12-4, which is a game better than my prediction. And I still kind of believe that the Chiefs backups can win that Week 17 matchup. So I'm starting to think that at worst, the Chiefs, a 13-3 record, makes a lot of sense for them. And that's at the very worst. I really believe the Chiefs can beat the Patriots in Foxborough again. They're not scaring anybody, at least right now. They might get it together at the end of the year and make a big push for the playoffs to be one of the top teams, but right now they aren't. And then the Rams, they're going to be a good test. They're one of the maybe two best teams in the NFC right now. A lot of people would say the best, so we'll get a crack at them. And then the Jaguars, which might be the most interesting case to me, because they just have so much talent on defense. And if the Chiefs can go in there and destroy the Jaguars, everybody in the NFL is going to change their tune and start looking at Kansas City. I know that Kansas City is getting some attention now, but I still don't think people are taking them legitimately as Super Bowl contenders. And that's something else that I wanted to talk about, is I now feel like the Kansas City Chiefs are big-time Super Bowl contenders. This offense that they have is transcendent. And if it can keep chugging along, I mean, they're on pace. I know it's just two games, and it's kind of ridiculous to say this, but they're on pace to shatter the single season points record. And that type of offense can win a Super Bowl. I've been hearing a lot of people nationally and even my friends, people that I get to hear every day talk about how next year is, going to be the Chiefs' year when they have some more cap space and they can add some more people on defense and maybe have a different defensive coordinator. And, it's next year. This year is going to be fun, but next year. And I'm here to tell everyone that's crap. They've got as good a shot this year as they do next year. And I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why. One is nobody is ready for this offense this year. Nobody's able to game plan for it. Even by playoff time, teams aren't going to get to spend a whole offseason watching film and thinking of ways to stop this offense. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm just a fan. I'm a fan like you guys are. But the only defense I can see that could even start to slow the Chiefs down right now is basically a prevent style defense, where you drop everybody back, and if the Chiefs want to have short 5, 6 yard passes or run for 5 or 6 yards at a time, you let them have it, and you just slow the Chiefs down and hope that they make a mistake, which ironically is a lot like the Chiefs play defense against well, everybody now, but even when their defense was better. They played that way against top offensive teams. So, come playoff time this year, the Chiefs are going to have an advantage on offense over these defenses that they're going to see. Now, secondly, a lot of people, I've seen nationally have been talking about, and even Chiefs fans on Twitter, about how, you can't win a Super Bowl with a defense this bad. And I've even heard kind of the term, you've got to have a defense that won't lose you the Super Bowl. So what I decided to do was look back at the last 10 Super Bowls. And I wrote an article on Arrowhead Fanatic a couple weeks ago about this, if you want more detail. But I look back at the last 10 Super Bowls and all 20 teams that were in the Super Bowl. And then I looked and see where they're ranked in points allowed on the season. And out of those 20 teams, five of them were ranked in the bottom 12 in defense, at least 20th or worst. And this shows right off the bat that the Chiefs don't have to have even average defense to make the Super Bowl. You can be in the bottom 10 or 12 in the NFL and still make the Super Bowl. So these five teams with the bad defenses, they all had something in common, and that was a great offense. The only kind of outlier was the Giants a few years ago when they had the ninth ranked offense and the 25th ranked defense. But come playoff time, the defense played much, much better than it had in the regular season. And their offense still played well. Now, the other four teams, the Arizona Cardinals ranked third in offense a decade ago and made it to the Super Bowl. And then the other three teams were all first in the NFL in total offense, which right now looks like something that it's going to be hard to keep the Chiefs from doing. They are scoring points left and right, and it is fun to watch. One of these five teams really jumped out at me as being kind of similar to the Chiefs, and that is the 2013 Denver Broncos. They are a team that holds the record for most points scored in an NFL season. And as Chiefs fans, we all know that defense was very talented that year. Von Miller was a rookie, so he didn't have his biggest season. But they did have a veteran and Sean Phillips that had come to the Broncos that had double-digit sacks. They had a young Chris Harris Jr. They had Malik Jackson. They were just loaded with talent. But when your offense scores over 600 points, your defense is going to end up giving up points. And they finished 22nd in the NFL in points allowed that year, even with a fairly good defense. And I can kind of see that trend with the Chiefs. Their defense might not be as good as that Broncos defense right now, but when the Chiefs offense scores this much, you aren't going to be able to help giving up points. Now, that Broncos team in 2013 did have a point differential of over 200. And that's something I would like to see out of the Chiefs, that even if the defense gives up a lot of points, the point differential is still heavily in the Chiefs' favor, meaning that the Chiefs aren't leaving points out on the field. Now, these five teams, they did finish with a 2-3 record in the Super Bowl. So only two of the last 10 winners of the Super Bowl have had bad defenses. And that was the Giants and the Saints. The Falcons, Broncos, and Cardinals all lost. Now, a lot of that depends on who you're playing. If, the Chiefs are, make it to the Super Bowl and they're playing a team that's just okay on defense, that team's in trouble. If they make it to the Super Bowl and it's the Rams, then I think, well, okay, maybe they have a shot of slowing the Chiefs down. But right now, I am just excited because I think this is the best chance the Chiefs have had to win a Super Bowl in years. And if Mahomes can stay healthy the next few years, the window is wide open. Earlier, I mentioned how some of my stat projections look like they were going to be very wrong. And I wanted to talk about a couple of those really quick before I end. The first is Mahomes' stats. The 26 touchdowns, I projected him for. I couldn't see him having less than 32 now. Probably 40 or more, to be honest. Even if he just averaged two a game from here on out, that would be 38 touchdowns. So the 26 I projected is just makes me look really silly right now, which puts a big smile on my face because I've never been this happy to be that stupid. I might do it a lot, but I'm not that happy about it. And then for interceptions, I had them pegged for 13, which looks like that's a very wrong number. The way he's playing now, I can still see him getting his fair share of interceptions. But it looks like more somewhere in the range of 6 to 10 and not going further into the double digits. He's making good decisions. If he keeps playing the way he did the last couple weeks, the only interceptions that he's going to throw are ones that the velocity on his ball is just so fast that it goes off the receivers and bounces up into the air, and defenses are going to eventually catch a handful of those. And I'm sure, sometime this season he'll make a couple bad decisions. I don't want to jinx him, but I don't think I could. He's way too smooth and way too cool for that. The yardage, I predicted Mahomes for the 4,300 yards. That still looks like it's in the ballpark. And I went ahead and did receiver projections when I did that. And if you're interested in seeing these projections, they're on arrowheadfanatic.com. If you go to the actual web page and not the mobile page, they're on the right. And you can kind of see them all there. But I predicted Hill to have a monster year as far as yardage. And then Kelce to be similar to what he was in the past. And then Watkins below that. And so the yardage breakdown so far doesn't seem that far off, but the amount of touchdowns definitely is. Now, the one that really makes me feel foolish on projections, besides my Mahomes stuff, is that I projected Justin Houston to have 11.5 sacks this year, and it's still possible. I still believe he can get that, but each game that goes by, it's going to be harder and harder for him to reach that number. Now, I know as a fan of the Chiefs, it doesn't really matter if he gets sacks or not. As long as he's getting pressure and doing his job, that's enough for the defense. But with these projections, I'm just a nerd. I'm just trying to have fun. And I'm trying to look at their careers, like post-career. Like, how will they stack up against other Chiefs and other players in the NFL? And with guys who play Justin Houston's position, sacks are what people look at. And guys, I love Justin Houston, but he's not getting sacks. His pressure, if you look at next gen stats, is better than average, but it's nothing fantastic. And I just want to see more out of him. I don't care that we're paying him a ton of money. That doesn't matter to me at all. He's a good quality player. But the fan inside of me wants to see him light somebody up. I want to see that fire in his eyes. I want to see him look rabid out there. Because a pissed off Justin Houston is a scary man. And I want to see that. That fires the fan in me up. Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed this. If there is anybody out there listening that would like to send me their story of how they became a Chiefs fan, I would gladly put it on the podcast if you wanted to send me a sound recording, or even if you would be interested in coming on with me and talking. I am not great with technology, but I'm getting better all the time. You can't help it with the way society is moving, I guess. And I'm sure we could figure it out. And I value everyone's opinion, and it helps me form my opinions. You know, I see what I see, but I don't see everything. And a lot of times analysts see stuff, but a lot of times some of the best things that I hear and the things that make me think the most are from other Chiefs fans, guys I see at work, guys I hear calling to the radio. Heck, sometimes my wife, who just started watching football and is just now really getting into it, will say something that I'm like, oh, you know? Anyway, just a thought, guys. Go Chiefs!